Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Each year, our next guest's nonprofit organization releases its Midlands Regional Competitiveness Report, kind of a report card on how the central part of our state's economy is doing compared to other areas. Megan Hickman is the executive director of Ingenuity SC, based in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Megan, welcome back.
Hello, Mike. I'm thrilled to be with you today.
So, first of all, give us a history and overview of your organization.
I'd be glad to. So, Ingenuity SC has been around since 2003. We are a Midlands-based nonprofit, and our mission is to make the Columbia region a standout choice for the very best talent and the most competitive companies. In other words, we want our region to be able to compete successfully with every other region in the state and country. We work with leaders to manage projects that produce results to make us more competitive.
And I understand right now we're wrapping up an annual event that you have?
We sure are. We are in the final day of a marathon week that we like to refer to as Competitiveness Week. This is now wrapping up our third annual Competitiveness Week to have events, conversations, and programs all focused on homegrown success stories and tales of what partners around the region are doing locally to make the Columbia region a more competitive place to be.
The highlight of the week, the release of this report, let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
Before the specifics, how is the Midlands doing?
There's some good news and bad news. Ultimately, the Midlands is performing well, right? We're seeing steady improvement year over year in our numbers in terms of our regional performance. That's the good news. The bad news here, or the opportunity as we see it at Ingenuity SC, is that we're not improving as quickly as our peer communities.
Let's talk about the good first. What are the nice highlights from this year's report?
Yeah, the best news in the report this year is that our region ranks third overall in entrepreneurial and business environment. And listen, this is great news. This metric looks at five different categories relative to income share for small business activity, business density, business service, establishment growth rate, and ultimately the news is great that we rank third among our peer and aspirant communities behind only Charleston and Tallahassee, Florida. So some really good news there for our entrepreneurial community. For the other three indices where we saw some improvement, it was either slightly better or about the same as in years past. So generally speaking, for four out of the five indices, we either slightly improved or remain the same.
Let's dive into the negative side of this.
Yeah, so there are two indices that we're focusing on where I think there are some real opportunities. One is around industry cluster development. We're doing a great job with our areas of strength of industry, things like insurance technology, but there's an opportunity to invest more in diversified high growth industry areas. So need to see some work done there in this community. We're also starting to fall behind in the talent index, so there's some real opportunity there. We're seeing communities like Knoxville put into place programs that guarantee 2 or 4 year degrees for all their high school students who qualify. There's an opportunity there for us to keep pace with our peer cities.
But this report is really, as it says, I guess, regional, not just the Midlands region of our state, but the entire Southeast, I guess.
Right, that's exactly right. These are communities, including Greenville and Charleston, but communities outside the state of South Carolina that we identify as peer competitors, folks that we know we compete for talent and jobs against. And our one aspirant community is Raleigh, North Carolina. It gives us a really good swath of how we're really measuring up compared to some of the most competitive communities across the Southeast.
And then after the report is issued, you've had Competitiveness Week. An action plan is put together?
That's right. We take this on the road. So we look forward to opportunities to present this to our city and county councils locally, business partners. Ultimately, our hope is that with the help of partners and collaborators around the region, that this will become a tool not only to inform decision making, but also to catalyze action around the region. And some of that action we'll be very deeply involved with, but some of that will be led by other partners and collaborators around the region. The most important thing is we're staying focused on what's most important, our biggest opportunities for improvement, and utilizing our precious resources in the most effective ways possible.
Well, Megan, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Megan Hickman is the Executive Director of Ingenuity SC, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.